Thing. Dave Kusky back at Baltimore Internet Radio, and I've got the band Foster Child with me at the Night of 100 Elvises. Introduce yourselves, guys.
Hey, man, Brian Quinn, lead guitarist.
Danny Beisel, lead singer.
And also we have, who else we have here?
Jim Parsley, Elvis tribute artist.
All right, very we're going to get friend. The Jim a little bit. Tell us about, give us an evolution. I love using those idiot terms, but give us how you started up.
Foster Child started up in the summer of, the spring of 2005. I was in a band out of Philadelphia called Octane, and I got an offer to start a band with the drummer from the band Fuel, the rock band Fuel. So I ended up leaving Octane to start Foster Child with the drummer from Fuel and the bass player from Tantric. And Danny was a friend of mine, and Danny's been doing this Night of 100 Elvises for years. He had the Elvis Experience band out of Philadelphia for a while that gained a lot of popularity and notoriety for years, and I heard about him. So I went to see him, and I was like, yeah, man, this guy really has something there. Not just singing the Elvis stuff, I heard something beyond it. And I asked him to come and jam with us. And we put a band together, and we signed a record contract with Warner Brothers in 2007.
Really? Terrific.
And we were signed with Warner Brothers for almost 4 years, and yeah, we just went and we made a record and toured Earth, and here we are.
Sounds good. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Dave.
I'm a long-haired, very sexy... No, I'm just kidding.
This is radio, remember? You can say anything you want.
Yeah, it's internet, yeah. Like Brian said, you know, I was just a singer on South Street Acoustic Player. I met Brian about 2002-2003. He was a real huge band out of Philly called Octane. He asked me to do the band Foster Child. So we did it. You know, we were very blessed. We got signed within a year. Toured the country.
What about Elvis?
So the reason, I mean, I got...
I think that's why we're here tonight. I don't know.
Well, the reason...
Maybe I'm mistaken.
Well, wait... The reason I'm a singer and everything I do is because of Elvis. I was 5 years old, 4 years old. When I remember, my mom introduced me to Elvis, and I've been passionate about Elvis since I was five until we're talking right now on this thing. Big fan of Elvis. Elvis to me was, I don't know, it was like I became a singer and I used Elvis to get myself out, you know, so to speak.
I got you guys.
I know. I'll tell you a funny part of this. A great part of this story is the band that I was in that was out of Philadelphia at the time. The lead singer in my band, he didn't do any Elvis tribute or anything like that. But he was one of the biggest Elvis fans that's ever lived.
Yeah, that's important
how we met.
Yeah,
Brian and I.
He and I met from my lead singer in Octane, and he would come in and be like, "Man, you got to hear this guy, Danny Beisel. You got to hear this guy, Danny Beisel. He has this Elvis tribute." And they were packing joints on South Street in Philadelphia. So you got to hear him, got to hear him, got to hear him. So I just got sick of listening to the guy, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go see this dude. So I went down and saw him. I was like, yeah, this is no bullshit. This dude can sing. But like I said earlier, listening to him and seeing him do the Elvis stuff, I heard something else in his voice that I was like, hey, man, I'd love to have like a blues, you know, like a heavier hard rock blues type project. It's how Foster Child came about.
Which I think grew, like, how I developed my voice, which Brian's a big help to that, was, you know, the only music I ever knew at first was I started doing Elvis stuff. Because, what's Elvis doing? Blues, I mean, basically. So, you know, me and Brian got together, we started writing, and really started drawing original voice out of my voice. And this is the drummer of the first band, of the Elvis Experience.
It's Bo Sauter.
Introduce yourself,
Emma. My name is Bo Sauter, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Tell me a little bit about your history. How did you meet up with these guys?
I went to high school with Dan, and we've been playing since probably 95, 96, and we played since about 2002, 2003 together.
We actually played Graceland.
Did you?
In 2001, we played Graceland. August 16th week, we played 4 days. It was really wild. I mean, we took it to that point, and that's kind of when we...
That was our pinnacle, yeah.
How far can you take it? We took it right to Elvis's door. Our manager, Ken McAdams, sent this tape, And, you know, I was long hair at the time, so it's kind of an interesting twist on it. It was like Jim Morrison, Led Zeppelin doing Elvis songs.
Well, we were doing the Elvis thing for probably 6-7 years, and we weren't moving anywhere. We kind of stopped, and we probably got bored a little bit, in a way. So we all are interested in classic rock and alternative rock at the time, and we all got bored, and Danny, he was pigeonholed into being this Elvis impersonator, I guess, and he needed to expand his horizons, and how can you blame him? And probably we all did at that point, because we were doing it for 6-7 years, and we had a great following, a great crowd, but we brought, the great thing about that for us, I thought, is we brought a lot of young people up to the Elvis music that my parents listened to, and his mother and family listened to at the time, and it was a different crowd at the time, but it kind of stopped. We did everything we could, and we didn't have very quite the
That's interesting
guidance.
Because they can never stop. The interviews I've had, that pervades the whole thing, is that introducing people, young people, to Elvis, really.
The coolest thing, Dave, was we come from Frankfurt, some neighborhoods in Philadelphia, and we're playing this Elvis music. You know, we're a high school kid. You know, we're, I guess, early 20s when we started it. And I remember these girls, all these girls coming out to see us, because we were quite handsome at that age.
Yeah, just we kidding. Had pretty girls following.
So anyway, these girls—it blew my mind, because some of these girls, some of these people, they didn't know Elvis, so they were going out and buying Elvis CDs. It was blew my mind, man. It was like, because like we're delivering these songs, and they love these beautiful. I mean, Elvis' songs he does are timeless. That blew my mind about the whole thing. I was like, wow. I'm like, you know, Elvis' experience is reintroducing these people that, you know, somehow don't know about Elvis. So that was kind of a very cool thing. I did this was 2001, right after the Elvis. So it was kind of interesting. We did Graceland and the Night of 100 Elvises.
How'd you find out about this?
My manager, Ken McAdams, our manager, Ken McAdams at the time, I don't even know how. Yeah, he's always looking at Elvis. You put Elvis in Google, it's all going to come up.
Yeah.
But now it's all
so he talked to Cece, who runs it, and me and my brother came in. I think it was 2001.
But even back then, 2001 was, what, 12 years ago? This had been running for 8 years.
I said, thank you. Thank you very much. Did you get that?
So it's in there. You can have little clips.
But so our main objective now, so we've been doing this years off and on. Obviously, you know, we're all, finally me and Bo finally got back together. It's the only drummer I want to play with, period, but it's the only
nice
drummer
hear,
I want
huh?
to play with, especially doing...
What's your feelings at this moment?
It's high praise from one of my good friends, and I have so much respect for Danny and his talent. I mean, for him to want to play with me is the biggest compliment I could ask for. I mean, you know, music isn't my daily life, but it's...
We're going to change that soon.
But it's also a synergy to it. Because if you play with somebody, I used to play in a jazz band. If you play with somebody and you play with them and you like them as a person, you play with them, you can almost kind of feel what they're going to do next. You're not going to know what each other are going to do. You can share ideas.
That's a great
almost
point.
By osmosis.
That's a great point. And I'm not saying this because he's sitting here. He's the only player that I ever played with. And, you know, I'm not saying this because it's all about me. But, you know, we all play our parts. Like me and Bo, I mean, you watch tapes of it, you do respect the older... But Elvis, to me, and a lot of cool things, and what really attracted me, it's all hits. And all the hits, you see how Ronnie Tutt would always do the hits.
Oh, the accent.
So me and Bo have this thing where that was our thing. It still is. I mean, we haven't played a couple years together. We got together, and it's right there. It's like, boom, boom, boom. So what you just said, I get it.
Yeah, it is.
Me and him have that chemistry to... I never found it with any other musician, let alone drummer.
So what's next for you guys?
World tour. I mean, I don't know.
Next year.
Opening for the new Stones tour.
Well, actually, I'm working on a project. I got some things cooking for this Elvis thing, and I want to build around. I don't want to say anything yet. I'm in a band called American Vinyl. It's very blessed, very lucky. It's two guys from the band Boston, Skunk Baxter from the Doobie Brothers, and the drummer's
really?
Mousy Thompson from James Brown. And I was lucky enough to get the job to be the singer. So all sorts of things are opening up for me. And I've been talking, like, again, I don't want to say anything now, but I got a lot of things in the work. I'm talking, like, I actually might have a gig for us in Dubai. The Elvis gig. It's still working.
You want one?
I want one. I want two. And I want to introduce you to Evan McGatt. Evan. In about 3 seconds, I'm not going to introduce you. Say hi, this is the radio. This is Evan McAdams. He's the rhythm guitar player.
Hey, Evan. Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Dave Custy, Baltimore Internet Radio.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Tell me a little bit about yourself. How you got in this band?
Oh, well, me and Danny Weiss will go back, way back. To about 97, I met him on South Street on Monday nights, him and Bo Souter.
It was all in Philadelphia.
All in Philadelphia.
For everybody to know.
He was the man to know in Philadelphia. South Street, there was no other name besides Danny Bison and the Elvis Experience. And I was lucky to join them recently, and I couldn't be happier.
Have fun.
Oh, my God, it's a great time.
So what about Baltimore? You like Baltimore?
Love Baltimore. Love Baltimore. Love the people. Love the harbor, the girls. You guys have an Elvis event. That's more than us Northerners have, you know what I'm saying?
We're still kind of, we're on the, I know, the North thinks of the South, the South thinks of the North. We're very confused.
I lived in Tennessee, I lived everywhere. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, no harm, but I think the Mason-Dixon line is probably a liar. No, South Jersey somewhere.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like 295.
All the South Jersey listings, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome.
Around Cape May or something.
Absolutely. Cape May's
Wildwood.
No, that's okay. All that sure stuff's okay. It's when you get down south, 295, exit 20, it might as well be...
Well, we're starting a new show here. This is a different show.
This is a different show. This is the guy you should ask questions show. Awesome to meet you.
So it's great to meet you. Thank you.
Really,
very much.
Really, really cool, man. I love this event. I love the people. And
so you think you come back?
Come back. It's my 11th year here, so I love it here. I would, as long as they'll keep having me, I'll keep coming back.
Sounds great. Everybody, you guys sounded terrific.
I appreciate it. Did it sound good? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good. Great. That's all we care about. Put on a good show, and put on a just a nice event for everybody, man. This is a really good thing they do here.
Yeah, I mean, it's for Johns Hopkins Children's Center.
Right. And
everybody just has a great time. You know?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And we look forward to this all year long.
That's great.
You know, we're just like, oh, December. It was a little weird because it was 7th and 8th this year, or 6th and 7th, you know,
a little earlier.
Yeah. And I'm glad that the Lithuanian Hall and everything's doing good. It's like, okay. But yeah, man, you're doing a radio show, really.
Yeah, I have a new internet radio station I just started.
Really? Well, I'm a computer.
Are you?
Nerd.
2 months old.
All right.
I've only been online 2 months, but I've got listeners in 27 countries.
Hey.
And across the U.S. today.
Hey, you got enough.
Initially, everything is recorded, so this will be recorded.
Right. Yeah.
Contact me, and I'll let you know when it's going to be online.
Absolutely. Oh, that's great, man.
All right, well,
you got a new listener in South Jersey.
Okay,
you got a Northerner.
That's the only thing.
You got a Yankee.
Spread the word.
Absolutely, we'll spread the word.
I know I don't have FCC, but anyway.
Hey, that's illegal.
Yeah, not here.
Not on the internet. Everything's
free. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure
Thank
to
you
meet
very
you, man.
Okay. So we've talked to most of the band members, and I was just kind of... I want you to get over what you're going to do now and everything, but you're talking about with Boston and everything like that.
Yeah, right now I'm in a band called American Vinyl.
See, right.
Like I said, it's a collaboration of all stars. Guys from Boston, Skunk from Doobie Brothers, you know, the guys I told you. Right now, that's my priority. And so I'm going to Florida Sunday. I'm leaving from here. And we're actually making a record.
Very good.
So there's going to be new music coming out from the members of Boston. It's going to be pretty interesting.
Well, look, we're going to share contact info.
We should.
So I want some updates from you about it.
Yeah. Okay. I could probably get an interview with the guys, too. If you
Great.
Like. But for Elvis, I mean, like, the one thing about Elvis, when I started playing music, Elvis was it. So, you know, when I went off and I joined bands and I did a lot of writing and stuff like that, like, everything I do is influenced by Elvis. There's not a set of music when I play, there's just not an Elvis song in it. It's so my soul. I mean, like, I never try to impersonate I always try to do what Elvis did, which is like sing his stuff and get his spirit of how he did it the best I can through me. Because
right.
You can't be anybody else.
But see, that's what
you can't be anybody else.
Everybody
you can only
says
be yourself.
It's not impersonation, it's a tribute.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's like, you know, I kind of close my eyes,
you
know, open my heart, and whatever comes out. I mean, Elvis is a huge part of my life. I mean, it's almost weird. It's kind of just, it is. I like everything beautiful that ever happened to me, Elvis had something to do. The reason I'm at the point where I'm at now with playing with these rock legends is because of Elvis.
It must be amazing. I mean,
it's amazing.
Those guys,
every time I'm on stage,
say it, I'm thinking, Boston.
Dude, yeah, I mean, when I say it, I'm still like, oh, yeah.
Can you believe it's yet?
It's so beautiful. And I'll tell you what,
in?
They are the most beautiful. I mean, I wish every musician I know, I wish they could experience what I experienced. Like, you're playing with rock legends, and they're the most, they make you feel so comfortable because they're most, some of the most beautiful musicians I ever played with in my life.
Just curious, how did you get hooked up with them?
Well, the band Foster Child I was in was, we were signed with Warner Brothers, and we opened up for an all-star jam, and the singer they had was this blues guy, so they, and I sing high, so they asked, they went on the website, so I went up and sang Boston song, and a Steely Dan song, Doobie Brothers song. There was the guys, that was the guys in the band, it was awesome. And that was like 2007, so like 2011, I reconnected with the manager of the band. He's like, you're going to be in Florida? It was really crazy, and I was actually going to be in Florida. Foster Child just kind of were taking a break. So I went down, I rehearsed, you know, I did the two Boston songs, Doobie Brothers, the Steely Dan song, you know, Skunk, the guys from the band. And during a rehearsal, they said, can you fly out to Utah? I was like, all right. So all of a sudden, it was like, beautiful thing was happening. So I got to Utah, and it was an acoustic gig. It's me, Barry and Franny from the band Boston, and Skunk Baxter. Acoustic, and I'm singing. I was like, is this really happening? Are you kidding me?
Punches.
Yeah,
wake
you
up.
But you know what? I was
that's
a little
great.
Mouse in the corner. I knew my material. See, these guys, they did it, man. They did everything. They want to come in and they just want to play. They don't want to worry about it. After that, I just kept getting phone calls, and it was called the All-Star Jam, and everybody started really vibing on it. We do a lot of benefit work. We played the New York Stock Exchange for the Wounded Warrior Project in the New York Stock Exchange. It was wild. It was really wild. And you can get this. You can get this on AmericanVinylBand.com, our website. You can go to American Vinyl Band Facebook. So, but I got the job. Yeah. But I want to introduce you. This is Nate McAdams.
How are you doing?
Nate, how are you?
He's our
I'm
new
right.
keyboard player here for the Elvis Band.
This is my first
time.
First time
in Baltimore?
Yep, my first
time. So how'd you get hooked up with these guys?
Well, my cousin Evan is good friends with Danny.
His uncle is Ken McAdams, who was with my manager. He got us this gig.
Right.
That's his uncle.
Right, right. So, you know, it just kind of all fell into place. And then I talked to him, and I told him I was playing keys. And, you know, he got me in on it. So, yeah.
So how's he doing?
I tell you what, I could have used him 10 years ago. We did one rehearsal, and I'm hearing him. I mean, he's amazing. Keyboards, he plays the trumpet, too. So we're probably going to witness that tomorrow night up in the jungle room. Yeah, but, we never played with a keyboard player. This is our first year, and I've been doing this for 10, 11 years. And I'll never play without one again, without him again, because he was great. And now I'm going to use him in a lot of stuff at home, you know, original stuff, too, at home. But guy's good.
So what do you think? You like it?
I think it's great. I love the atmosphere here. I'm just glad he invited me out because I wouldn't have been able to experience. Tonight's just
day.
Cool because it seems like, the weather isn't playing in favor. But, I mean, it's all indoors. So, I mean, I just like the vibe. I like all the vibes that are being exchanged. You know, it's really cool to see.
It's great. I mean, you go to three floors and you can see so many different variations on this theme, you know.
It's amazing. And me and Nate were talking earlier about, you know, like how overwhelming this all is and how beautiful the music and the people are. And the main thing running behind it is what is happening. Why is this all happening? Johns Hopkins is, this is a beautiful benefit.
Yeah.
I mean, we're raising money for such the first couple years I played, I went to the hospital, played guitar for the kids, which was probably some of the most, it was good for me. Like, I went there and I met these kids, and it was was so heartbreaking. I came back the next year and a lot of them weren't there. I mean, but it wasn't about me to be sad. Like, I went there just playing a guitar and it put a smile on their face. And it wasn't bad. It was interesting what I learned off of them. These kids dying, and they were happier. They were in this best mood in the world. I was like, so I learned that. That changed me. Like, every time I do this, like, I mean, obviously I'm a singer. I love to get in front of people and sing. But just knowing why this is all going down, I do a lot of stuff like this, community for benefits and charity. It's very important to me. I think it should be very important to everybody, but this one is just closest to my heart.
It's wonderful that it did something that moved you, and that motivated you to keep on doing it.
It's beautiful. CC and the gang here, it's been flawless every year I played, and it's never going to end. I hope I'm doing this until
93 years old. Older
than Mick Jagger, right?
Yeah, right. Hey, he's still doing it.
Yeah,
it's a great event, Dave. And I appreciate you taking the time.
No, it's my pleasure. It's good to hear about things. The whole thing that I'm doing is just because of passion.
And I love that.
I got that from like that. It's passionate about things. I do shows. I just recently got back from 10 years living in Northern Ireland, and I worked in the arts.
Where?
There, Belfast.
My grandfather's from Cashel.
Really?
And my grandmother's from Derry.
You're kidding me.
Okay. Northern Ireland to me is very dear to my heart. Like, not in 73, I lost my father, so my grandfather was right off the boat, my grandparents. It's funny, my grandfather was from Antrim, my grandmother's from Derry. They didn't meet until they got to New York.
Really?
I swear to God. It's across the river. It's like Philly.
I know, it is. It's like you can throw a stone.
And so I was basically raised by my grandfather. And like, so when you said Northern Ireland to me, it's like, I have a lot of family over there. My whole family's been over there. I gotta get over there. My cousin's got a couple bars over there.
Get over here and play.
Yeah,
I mean, it's terrific. I mean, the musical scene over there is incredible.
Yeah, I know. My cousin's
so dynamic,
to come over,
you know, and they play anywhere.
Are you Irish?
I'm Irish. My on my father's side.
See, I could get a passport for my grandfather, because my grandfather was born and raised there. I could get a passport.
I couldn't, because my great grandfather.
I didn't get it yet.
You can get dual citizenship
because of
your grandfather.
Yep.
It was my great grandfather, so I missed it by one generation. Finish this up. Okay. Give me some contact info. How they can reach you.
DannyBVocal@gmail.com. That's AmericanVinylBand.com. Facebook, Danny Beisel. BEISSEL is my last name. DannyBeisel.com.
What about you? Contact info.
You can reach me at Nightfly. Nightfly06@gmail.com. I actually just joined a project of my friends called Heroes in Error. So you can look them up on Facebook, Heroes in Error.
I'm Danny Beisel from the band American Vinyl and also Foster Child. And it was a pleasure talking to my man Dave tonight. And I can't wait to check out his internet radio station. Farewell. Everybody have a great and safe Christmas and New Year. Happy holiday.
I'm Nate McAdams, the keyboardist that Danny Beisel got for this gig, the 100 Night of Elvis gig. And I am a part of the band Heroes in Error. You can check us out on Facebook. Thanks a lot. It was a great thing we're doing here.
I want to thank you guys. It's Dave Custy here, Baltimore Internet Radio. More later.